Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Talofalava, Mr. Speaker. Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou te whare.
Order.
Samoan Language Week in the House, celebrated there by Catherine Delahunty, winding up to put a question to Education Minister Hekia Parata. And among many questions for the Minister about class sizes and staffing levels was this one from New Zealand First List MP Tracy Martin.
Can the Minister tell us how much of the money saved by increasing public school class sizes will be redirected to the investigation, setting up and running of charter schools that only became policy since a former National Cabinet Minister became the leader of the ACT Party?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
Mr Speaker, the money that has been saved as a result of the changes that we are making, which are to focus on investing in quality so that student achievement can be raised, is being reinvested in quality for all schools.
Hekia Parata's predecessor, Anne Tolley, kept the focus firmly on education when she led off the budget debate after question time by quoting from Cicero, the Roman philosopher.
He is supposed to have said the budget should be balanced, the treasury should be refilled, public debt should be reduced, the arrogance of officialdom should be tempered and controlled. The assistance to foreign land should be curtailed lest Rome become bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living off public assistance. That was written over 2,000 years ago, and not much has changed.
And Tolley was followed in the debate by Grant Robertson.
Remarkably enough, she was actually a better Minister of Education than Hekia Parata. It's absolutely incredible. I didn't think I would ever say those words in the House, Mr Speaker, but it is true.
Finally, an amusing verbal slip by Civil Defence Minister Chris Tremain, answering questions from his National Caucus colleague Chris Auchinvoll about a government campaign to help people prepare for earthquakes.
Yesterday we reached a milestone of 100,000 registrations. Of 100,000 registrations. This is a good start, and I encourage further schools, businesses, government departments and individuals to get on board.
Chris Auchinvoll.
Mr Speaker, supplementary to the Minister, what actions are being taken to encourage people, even more people, to sign up for exercise shakeout?
The Honourable Chris Tremain.
Yeah.
Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms, and this report from Rhys Lyon.
The risk of electoral fraud was the number one concern for a member of the public, Brian Collins, as he gave evidence to an inquiry into last year's election.
The easy vote cards, without any other check, enabled people to vote for others. And it's as obvious as the nose on your face, and I cannot imagine how the Commission didn't pick this up in 2008. In fact, I cannot imagine how they conceived of the idea in the first place. It is, I've got to say, pretty much an own goal.
But Labour's Leanne Dalzell, a member of the Justice and Electoral Committee holding the inquiry, didn't see how the risk of electoral fraud was greater now than under the old regime.
Before the ID card, what did we do to vote?
Nothing.
That's right. We walked up and said who we were.
Yes.
What's the difference?
The difference is that you've got a card which you didn't really need and it's created a rort.
But the point that I'm making is that makes no difference other than some ease of operation in the queue.
And Mr Collins gave an unusual source of evidence to support his claims.
I've got the evidence from the person on TalkBack. But even if what the fellow on TalkBack said was wrong, it's quite obvious that people can do this. But even if without that evidence, it's okay. Obvious it can happen.
But political blogger David Farrer said it was unlikely that easy vote cards would lead to electoral fraud.
Not on the card per se, because I think it is just something to speed up. It is a point I would note when we debate about electronic voting and you know security issues around there, that our current system isn't particularly secure. People can claim to be someone else if they know they're out of the country. Under MMP, it's less of an issue, for it's pretty hard to affect the outcome unless you probably can impersonate 1,000 to 2,000 people.
Political blogger David Farrer giving evidence to the Justice and Electoral Committee's inquiry into last year's election.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament's adjourned for a week back on Tuesday, June the 12th. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.